I win again. Come on, don't play shy now, Kaylin. Take off that blouse, Courtney squealed, giggling as she showed her flatmate her winning cards. It was a dull night, and with no plans to speak of, both young women had decided to have a bit of fun together. After taking a few shots and thinking back on their college days, the idea of playing strip poker and maybe even indulging in a silly game of truth or dare seemed not only like a great idea, but also the perfect chance. The perfect chance of what? Of finally finding an excuse to become more than friends, more than flatmates. Though Courtney was openly gay, Kaylin wasn't completely out of the closet yet. Sure, she admitted to having experimented here and there, and she was hardly shy about her sexuality. Yet, she had never been in a relationship with a woman, and since they both secretly wanted far more than just a one-night stand out of their relationship, Kaylin needed a little push to admit her feelings for her friend, and actually a hot item. The strip poker had begun innocently enough, as it usually did, removing shoes, socks, necklaces, and other small details that wouldn't have them undressing for real. Yet, the more they drank, the more daring the two girls got. And as they flushed and giggled, items of clothing began hitting the floor. "My God, you look so good in that bra," Courtney gasped, staring openly at her stunning flatmate. Kaylin truly looked gorgeous. She was so petite, so pretty, with those small yet firm boobs, those slim hips, and her brown hair cascading so prettily down her small shoulders. Courtney wanted to eat her up like a chocolate cupcake, and she slid closer to her friend, gently rolling her fingers lovingly over her now bare stomach. "Well, you don't look half bad yourself," Kaylin giggled right back, watching Courtney sitting there without her shorts on, though she still kept the panties and t-shirt on. What made this more tantalizing was that the brunette could notice her blonde flatmate wasn't wearing a bra at all. So, when the time came to lose her top, Courtney would get to see those gorgeous breasts. While Kaylin was petite and girly, Courtney was taller, more athletic. She was somewhat of an athlete, going for a jog every single morning, and it showed. Her hair was blonde and short, and she had the most stunning blue eyes Kaylin had ever seen. The next round had Courtney losing, and Kaylin giggled softly, covering her eyes as she tried to compose herself, and how she failed miserably. "I'm the one that has to get naked on the top or the bottom, and you're getting nervous?" Courtney chuckled, teasing her friend as she rushed her hands playfully over her black panties and her white tank top. "So, what should I take off?" Kaylin inhaled slowly and leaned in closer, staring deep into her friend's eyes as she whispered, "I'll trade off. You don't have to take off either, if you kiss me." Kaylin held Courtney's stare, and the silence between them was so wonderfully tense in the best way possible. They weren't uncomfortable, nor confused, but rather enjoying this last moment of anticipation before their lips finally met. "Oh, gorgeous. You have yourself a deal," Courtney cooed, and within a heartbeat, their lips were together, tongues dancing over one another with a sensual, tantalizing aching that seemed to threaten burning them both alive. When the kiss finally broke off, their lips were puffy and sensitive, and both young women were out of breath, aching for more, so much more. Courtney's fingers rolled sensually up and down Kaylin's stomach, the hem of her bra, and then she playfully gave those erect little nipples a pinch over the silky fabric. "Hey," Kaylin giggled, somewhere between moaning and gasping, flushing further than before, yet not moving an inch away. She wanted this so badly. "Let's have another drink," Courtney suggested, and offered her flatmate another shot. To friendship and something else. To something else, Kaylin whispered back, and their eyes met for a wonderful instant, electricity bolting between them as they had another drink. "Whoa, that was good. So, I think the cards have lost their luster, haven't they?" "Yeah. Now, I do remember another game we used to play back in college. How about Truth or Dare?" "Oh my god, yes. I'll start. What do you choose?" Truth. "How long have you wanted to make love to me?" Courtney leaned in, wiggling her brows sensually, moving so close that their lips were inches from one another. "Oh my god, dare, dare!" "No, no going back. Answer, Kay," Courtney whispered, and Kaylin flushed even further, but nodded, and gave her friend a sweet little kiss before finally admitting, "Like a year." "You? You didn't ask truth or dare." "So?" Kay asked, raising her brow and biting her lower lip, as her eyes seemed to caress Courtney's body from afar, as she enjoyed those amazing curves. "I say dare," Courtney said just to mess with Kaylin, but it backfired as she whispered back, "I dare you to take off your bra." "Oh, you don't need to dare me to get me to do that," Courtney cooed back, and she leaned in closer, wrapping her arms around Kay's small frame, so close their breasts brushed together, making both women gasp with arousal. Their nipples rolled sensually on top of each other's, over two thin layers of fabric. Within an instant, her fingers had discovered the bra's hook, and just like that, quickly it was unbuttoned. The bra slid down onto the ground as Courtney slid away, looking down to stare directly at those wonderful, firm, small boobs. "God, you are stunning, Kay." Courtney bit her lower lip, filled with arousal and desire, and without losing another moment, her right hand darted forward, cupping Kaylin's breasts, squeezing them hard enough to make the gorgeous brunette moan. "Oh, Courtney!" Kaylin gasped loudly, arching her back as the beautiful blonde woman bent over and caught one of her flatmate's nipples in her mouth. How she licked and sucked at the little knob, prompting bolts of pleasure to roll up and down Kaylin's body. Both girls fell heavily on the ground, and they kept caressing and groping one another, the temperature rising further and further the more they touched, the more they kissed. They seemed to ache to touch every last corner, every last inch, tasting, kissing, touching, pinching, tongues rolling over hot skin. Kaylin tasted Courtney's round, firm breasts, loving how much bigger than her own they were, how much darker her nipples were. And oh, when Courtney guided her so they were lying on the opposite side of each other's bodies, the beautiful, athletic blonde woman rested her back on the floor while the stunning petite brunette laid on top of her, legs open so Courtney could reach her. Kaylin found herself face to face with Courtney's pussy at the same time, in a position she had never experienced before, not even when she experimented back in college. And yet, she was not shy about going straight at it, rolling their tongues over each other's folds, nibbling and teasing those little clits. Kaylin was amazed at how sweet and tangy Courtney's arousal was, how she wanted to taste more, more, more. She moaned in delight and arousal, her body tensing wonderfully as Courtney teased her clit like no guy she had ever slept with ever had, taking the time to enjoy her pleasure instead of trying to jump to penetration. Being more experienced with this kind of position and how to maximize pleasure, Courtney was the first one to begin using her fingers, as well as her tongue, But Kaylin was a quick learner, and soon enough, they were both filling the room with their moans and heavy pants. Yes, Kay. Don't stop. Please. Lick me just like that. Courtney managed to moan against Kaylin's pussy, before going right back to flickering that throbbing little clit from side to side so eagerly. It didn't take long for the pleasure to become too much for either woman to bear. They exploded almost in unison, their lips and tongues exploring each other's sex even harder as they shared a powerful orgasm. Both girls collapsed onto the floor, panting heavily, breasts heaving up and down as they tried to catch their breath. "That was amazing," Kaylin whispered, sliding her hand closer to Courtney's and holding it softly once she found it. "I'm so glad we finally did this," Courtney cooed back, and slowly but surely sat up, helping Kay to do the same. "Come on, beautiful, let's take a shower. I want to get you all cleaned up before helping you get dirty again." Kaylin grinned wickedly, already loving the direction this relationship was headed, because if there was one thing she was certain of, was that nothing would ever be the same after what happened that night.